with what it says in Wednesday's papers.
Pierre Zakshevsky, the 55-year-old Irish journalist who was killed in Ukraine on Monday when the car he was travelling in was hit by shelling, is pictured on the front of all of today's papers in the Republic. The Irish Independent, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun also lead with Pierre's death, and the Independent carries an interview with his mother, Marie-Ange. Although she is French and her husband is Polish, she says that Pierre wore his Irishness as a badge of honour and would always declare himself as Irish when he was approaching a checkpoint in one of the many conflict zones he reported from. She also cites some of the other work he did, including a recent stint in Afghanistan, where he was helping Afghan citizens to get out of the country. As well as his employers at Fox and Sky News and journalistic colleagues who worked with him, a former classmate from St Conlett's College in Dublin, Stephen O'Dea, is also quoted fondly remembering his friend Pierre, who he continued to keep in touch with over the years. The increase in our energy bills is the other big story this morning. The lead headlines in the Irish Examiner and Irish Daily Mail both highlight how some households will have to pay more than an extra €700 per year for gas and electricity following yesterday's announcement by Bord Gáis. The lead headline in the Irish Daily Star, meanwhile, makes the link between the Russian invasion of Ukraine and our soaring energy bills. High price of war is the headline there. For its lead story, the Irish Times reports that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, as well as expressing frustration that NATO will not impose a no-fly zone over his country, has suggested that Ukraine may be willing to temper its NATO membership ambitions as Russia intensifies its shelling of Kyiv. Turning to the papers in the north, the Irish News leads with criticisms levelled at Ryanair by the honorary Polish consul to Northern Ireland, Jerome Mullen. Mr. Mullen's son is married to a Ukrainian woman whose mother died of a suspected stroke after fleeing her home to seek safety. Excuse me. Having spent the past week in Poland helping Ukrainian people, Mr. Mullen cites airfares of €335 for one-way flights to Dublin, which some of his son's in-laws have paid to Ryanair. They're known for low fares, but they certainly didn't offer them in this case, he says. For its lead story, under the headline Northern Ireland plant forced to burn Russian coal, the Belfast Telegraph reports that because of permit restrictions, the Kilroot power station in County Antrim must continue to burn a shipment of low-sulphur Russian coal, which was brought in last month. And finally, Rachel Blackmore is pictured on the front of lots of today's papers following her win at Cheltenham yesterday. The Times opts for a shot of her still in the saddle shortly after her win, alongside the caption, Queen of Cheltenham. While the picture on the front of the Examiner is of her lifting the Champion Hurdle Cup for the second year in a row, Black for More is the headline there.